Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a fabulous day. Here on Herb Talk, we're about to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about some research from 1972 that shed some light on virus vaccines, especially with the COVID virus vaccine in the works here. This would be very important for you to know. And we have a quack report. And before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you are too. Heard from some of you out there that you like this segment of the show with the devotional to the Lord, because he gets all the credit every day all the time. Glad to hear it. And today's devotional puts us in James 4, Matthew's 23, and Psalms 10, where it says, but he gives more grace, wherefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself, he shall be exalted. And the wicked, though through the pride of their countenance, will not seek after God. Well, God is not in all their thoughts. Hey, God's angry with the wicked every day. That's what the Bible says. So, mind the time, it grows short. If you haven't confessed the Lord is your Jesus is your Lord and Savior, do so before it's too late, because mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker, Moderna, this is the manufacturer of the COVID-19 vaccine, they admit that some components of their mRNA tech vaccine can cause significant adverse events. Yeah, we've been reporting on that. Apparently, the systems now with the RNA vaccines in development, they have some controversial chemicals known as PEG. And PEG is really polyethylene glycol. Yeah. So they put that stuff in the vaccine and inject it right into your bloodstream. Isn't that nice? So Moderna is admitting that some of these components in their RNA technology vaccines, quote, could lead to significant adverse events in one or more of the clinical trials. Well, they're having some issues. We're going to be revealing some issues here in the first segment of the show. So the new technology that they're using now for especially virus vaccines are creating a lot of viral proteins, which can cause issues for your immune system. So the polyethylene glycol vaccines, or PEG vaccine drugs, very controversial right now. High incidence of adverse immune reactions, including life-threatening anaphylactic shock. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, and you keep adding that PEG element to your vaccines, and people are just not going to do well. Moving along in the quack report, talking about COVID vaccines, Dr. Andrew Wakefield weighs in on the coronavirus vaccines. He says outrageous legal immunity for the vaccine makers. He says that, he kind of dropped a bombshell. He said that basically the deep corruption in the criminal activity in the vaccine industry is actually unprecedented. He says imminent release of fast-track coronavirus vaccines being rushed through the approval process. He says completely abandons the principles of safety and efficiency. I tend to agree with him. He says a lot of aggressive media push for the mandatory immunization of this vaccine is also very unsettling and concerning. He says we have corrupt anti-science, anti-human vaccine industry. It's destroying lives, children's and adults alike. He says this corruption run, including the media, is going to ruin the entire nation, according to him. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's an interesting twist. Joe Biden has declared that Trump's coronavirus vaccine unsafe. The coronavirus, unsafe. That's right. He says it's not likely to go through all the tests and the trials that are needed, that need to be done for a vaccine, Biden says. He says that the safety of these vaccines is an issue, according to him, and he's blaming it all on his adversary, Trump. Of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci is denouncing what Biden is saying. He says that the COVID-19 vaccine is perfectly safe, but of course we know he has a fiduciary interest in that vaccine with patents. So, well, there you go. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Yeah, Frank's saying, wow, Biden's finally correct on something. Well, got to get those shots in. You know, that's your enemy, right, in the campaign of a presidency. So, anyway, he'll backtrack. If later on, you know he will. All right, we're going to talk about this research. This is just incredible stuff. This is 1972. Yeah, Frank, I know. All communists are my enemy. Yes, Frank, we know that. It's common sense. All right, so this research, In 1972, get this, folks, it revealed virus vaccines cause you harm. They've known it since 72. That's a good long time ago, right? Almost 50 years. Huh? Yeah. So it can sometimes be astonishing that scientific medicine has known for some time that their vaccines, especially those with viruses, can cause cancer, organ failure, cell death, and immune system damage. They admit it. So here we have this report from the United States National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. In addition to the WHO bulletin, this was volume 47, paragraph 2, 1972, and it says that the virus vaccines cause immunopathology and implications for human diseases. So this new research that you see coming out on vaccines, you know, where did this go? I mean, seriously. So these new vaccines, they're containing a lot of viruses, as you see, will often be given in a series of shots. Now, your COVID-19, coronavirus vaccine, they've been testing it in human trials in a series of 3 shots. Yep. So medical physicians are kind of under the impression that these, quote, booster shots are to improve the effectiveness of the vaccine regarding the immune system response. Prior research says, hey, vaccines, it's not about offering the patient better immunity, folks. Let's check this out, shall we? Let's be informed. Let's look at the shot series here, because the reports from the 70s is stating that there was this WHO bulletin, or memorandum, if you will, that shows that vaccines are intentionally used to weaken the immune system to make people sick. And I've said that these vaccines seed your body with disease, and then it will erupt and affect your genetic weakest link. And, well, here is the medical area admitting that for almost 50 years, they've known that virus vaccines in a series of shots do the following. They severely weaken the immune system with the first shot, inject live viruses with the second shot, infecting your host cells, and then with the third shot, switch the immune system back on with squalene and naglase to create a cytokine storm and extreme cell death, increasing mortality. Uh-oh. Well, this is referred to in the secret circles of the vaccine industry as immune complex disease, creating such conditions as leukemia, kidney disease, blood clots, and antibody-mediated immunologic injury. Therefore, vaccines are an assault to cause suffering and death. So the research is confirming that the lab tests with such viruses gave the lab animals autoimmune disorders. So they've known that, quote, pox viruses can create autoimmune diseases. Smallpox, for instance. Chicken pox, for instance. Hello? They've known this for almost 50 years. So it appears that science has cultivated a pox virus, get this, from rabbits, called a myoxma virus from European rabbits, which is known to cause severe disease and even mortality. So they note in the research from 1965 to 1971 that myoxima virus can affect the thymus gland, your thyroid, right? Causing Hashimoto's disease, you know, thyroid disease, which typically is an autoimmune component disease, if you think about it. So it's quite a coincidence that in the 70s, then, Big Pharma started marketing thyroid hormone medications. So they gave you a disease intentionally with vaccines and then gave you a drug to treat you. Here is a quote from the 1972 National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. This is the virus-associated immunopathology report. It said there are a number of diseases that are stimulated by viruses, including thyroiditis and encephalitis. So they know the viral vaccines cause these problems, swelling of the brain and swelling of your thyroid gland. They've known it for a long time. Here is another quote from that same publication. They say the tissue damage caused by virus infections has been traditionally explained by the ability of viruses to multiply in cells and thereby injure or destroy them. So recent evidence is suggesting that lesions may also be caused by the host immune system response to the viral antigens in the vaccines, and the immune system is perturbed by these viruses. Certain viruses, such as leukemia virus and others causing persistent infections, depress the host's ability to mount an antibody defense to the viruses and depress immunity. So it suppresses your immune system. That's what these viral serums are to do. Other immunopathological conditions, they say, can manifest with virus infections, bringing about immune complex diseases. When the virus persists to circulate and to combine with specific antibodies, this can result in complex issues involving your kidneys. Further, there can be a combination of release of tissue-damaging substances and immune system injury. So they're going to, give you, insulin issues, kidney damage, immune system, autoimmune diseases. This is what they're doing. According to, this is the 2016 publication of U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, they say, quote, two major developments in the 1970s led to a transition in clinical practice, the development of the serum thyroid-stimulating hormone involving thyroid replacement drugs. So they gave you the thyroid disease with the virus serums, and then they gave you the thyroid medication drugs. Ta-da! So it's kind of clear that your viral vaccines is Big Pharma's biggest moneymaker by way of causing disease in patients who get them. And, of course, you've got patients for life, and they're on drugs for life. They create the problem and sell you the solution. This is despicable. Despicable. Well, let's look at this COVID-19 vaccine for a minute, because recent reports on the clinical trials of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine have been revealing. So the human subjects that have been experimented on with different doses given in three separate shots have caused side effects. So with the higher doses and with the successive shots, the subjects became more toxic and negative side effects manifested. So the research said that some antibodies were generated with the vaccine, but they didn't last long, maybe a few months. And they're suggesting that quarterly shots would need to be given to supposedly protect you from this virus. Like, who's going to show up for four shots a year and get sicker by the shot? Here's something interesting. According to Vaccine.News and the Securities and Exchange Commission, the investors in your Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, this would be Stephanie Bansal and Tal Zaks. These are the people footing the bill for the Moderna vaccine. Guess what they've done? They've started dumping their stocks in it. Instead of buying more stock, they started selling it off. So when the chief executives and the chief medical officers start cashing in their shares of Moderna stock, the clinical human trials can't be going very well. Here's a quote from the Jerusalem Post who says, in general, stakeholders believe in their product and increase their shares to also increase confidence in the market. The move by Moderna officials to do the opposite raises concerns about the company and especially about the vaccine that they're working on. Well, did some of these human volunteers die? I want to know that. I want to know. Is that what's going on? The shot killed some people, maybe? We got to find this stuff out. We're going to have to look into that some more. Well, here's the thing. The virus vaccines kill your kidneys. So the online publication Diabetes in Control recently reported on scientific research proving some of your vaccines with viruses increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by about 50%. Modern medicine has witnessed an explosion of diabetic disease and claiming it is from the faulty organs or your genetics or maybe even your diets, all your faults, see. But in some cases, that may not, they may be true in some cases, but not all cases. So this peer review research says that the cause of many of the instances of the kidney failure disease is from medicine itself. So there have been a rise in childhood diabetes, which correlates with the increased use of the vaccines. And they insist these kids get flu shots every year. Here's some research from Dr. Bartholomew Glosson. He was published in the April 8, 2008 Journal of the Open Endocrinology Journal and the Journal of Molecule and Genetic Medicine in May 2014, where his research is over 13 years old, in which he has shown that many doctors have read the reports, but yet they still vaccinate. They know better, but they're still going along with the vaccine program. Here is what Clausen says. Convincing evidence that a rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested in epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. So what Dr. Clausen's research has shown, and it's quite complete, and it's indicating there is evidence that a large segment of autism cases also cause epidemic, called epidemic in his report, is actually directly linked to the type 1 diabetes, and both are promoted or prompted by the inflammatory autoimmune component and inflammation linked to the childhood vaccines. Wow, right? Wow. So you've got a diabetic epidemic, and it would appear, you know, scientifically speaking, that when patients get vaccinated, it can create in some individuals this hyperactive immune system response, which produces autoimmune destruction and of the insulin-secreting cells. So it destroys your insulin cells. The vaccines, that's what they did. And in other patients, though, it can create an increased production of cortisol and suppress your immune system response and all the molecules in there, causing what is called a vaccine-induced inflammation. And then you get type 2 diabetes and also obesity and metabolic syndrome. So, see, it plays off your genetic profile. Your weakest link is what it's doing. It's taking advantage and exploiting your weakest genetic link. According to Clausen's report, May 2014, he says, this report provides a review of the evidence that the vaccines are causing an epidemic of insulin-dependent diabetes type 1, obesity, and non-insulin-dependent diabetes type 2. Oh, he found the link, all right. But who's listening? Well, if your doctors aren't listening, it just tells you that they're drug pushers. That's all they are. Let's look at the 2001 doctor survey. Now, in May 2001, a physician survey was given after physicians were educated, exposed to data regarding vaccines and this diabetes problem. And at the time, the physicians expressed concern that vaccines were actually causing this chronic diet disease in patients. But Dr. Clausen presented all these facts, and this was at the American College of Advancement in Medicine in Nashville, Tennessee. So he presented all this randomized clinical trial data of a large group. This wasn't a small group test. It was a large group. It was carried out in Finland. And it shows all this post-influenza vaccine, 17% of them developed diabetes within 10 years. He also showed that when patients received the newer, more advanced, potent influenza vaccines, with all the added elements, the rate increased to 25%. And the data from other vaccines was also presented, coming from the Center for Disease Control. Here's your Center for Disease, CDC, which supported his research, his clinical findings. So here you have another witness. Now, Dr. Clausen showed the doctors that common vaccines were not only causing insulin-dependent diabetes, but a wide range of diseases, including autism, allergies, asthma, type 2 diabetes, and autoimmune disorders. He proved it to them. How many of them do you think walked away and still vaccinated their patients? A good majority. A good majority of them did. They didn't want to buck the system. They're not looking out for their patients. They didn't want to risk their house, their cars, their livelihood. So medical doctors are going along with it. So for the most part, a majority of your physicians that are aware that vaccines are causing harm go along with the medical establishment and don't rock the boat. So a few will stand up, and unfortunately, they're punished for telling the truth. So the fear of punishment is keeping the doctor silent and continuing to harm their patients. So this confirms that most physicians, although brilliant in their careers, they're brilliant doctors, they lack the integrity to protect their patients. Here is a quote from Medical Hypothesis, 2001, volume 57, page 532 to 538, which says, the survey showed that our findings and the findings of others, which indicates vaccines cause chronic disease, is well documented and accepted in the medical community. So they're just accepting, okay, vaccines will make you sick. Oh, well. It's accepted. But the patients don't know what's going to happen to them. That's all kept secret. And then when you do get sick, they deny the vaccine had anything to do with it. You're lied to. You're deceived, and you're lied to. So here's the medical dangers. So it is kind of astonishing that all of this clinical data is proving vaccines are dangerous and cause harm. It's largely ignored. It's largely ignored by scientific medicine, who's supposed to be so scientific and so, you know, into data and truth about science. They're ignoring facts. They're ignoring scientific fact. Politicians are creating vaccine mandates and also a legal system all around them. Here's in November 4th, 1998, there's a report that was presented in the 62nd annual meeting of the American College of Rheumatology, that's arthritis, in San Diego, California. In the meeting, evidence was presented that the hepatitis B vaccine causes rheumatic diseases like lupus and arthritis. They also presented confirming data from Canada confirming it. Also, they presented tuberculosis BCG vaccine reported from also Quebec, Canada. It causes diabetes in children, and if it's given to children 1 year of age, they're going to be diabetic blown up. The pertussis vaccine reported from Sweden in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, 1998, volume 152, pages 734 and 738, was linked to asthma, allergies, in 10% of patients ages 2.5 and up. Oh, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but you know what? We're on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. All right, we're going to be picking it up here and we're talking about some viruses, some 50-year-old research that has been kind of telling the story, and on virus vaccines causing harm. So here's some. This is like Dr. Bartholomew Clausen again, Clausen Immunotherapies. He says the current data is showing vaccines are much more dangerous than the public is led to believe, and adequate testing has never been performed, even in healthy subjects, to indicate that there is an overall improvement in health from an immunization. So the current practice of vaccinating diabetics as well as other close family members is very risky practices. So, you know, they'll give you, the vaccines will give you diabetes, and then you want to re-vaccinate them with, like, flu shots and some other stuff. He says very risky. Now, research scientists at Yale have been asking why more people are experiencing eating disorders, obsessive and compulsive disorders, and in high rates of nervousness, anxiety disorders than ever before recorded in medical history. Now, this was in January 2017, the Journal of Psychiatry. They published this study on adults who were diagnosed with various neuropsychotic disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, anorexia, neurosis, and other things. they were also showing there to be in patients who were also vaccinated with influenza virus within 1 month of their diagnosis. Other scientists collaborated on the study from the Pennsylvania State University as well as the Yale Child Study Center, who disputed the safety facts of vaccines and also asked for further research. I heard that from Dr. Halk of the Halk Institute, Frank. We had her on the show back, 2008, 2010, she was here on the show. And she was saying her research said that pregnant women who get the flu shot increase the incidence of having children that are schizophrenic. Isn't that interesting? Well, and there's according to, this is a professor of pediatrics at Yale, Dr. James Leckman. He says there is a fair amount of concern and interest in the vaccine safety question. So we need to try to be more critical and do further studies that will help examine the issue in a more thorough way. Also, Dr. James Linkman goes on to say, some children, after being vaccinated, who experience a lot of inflammation promoting an autoimmune condition, also cause serious effects on brain development. And we also see this in Scandinavian and China studies involving the H1N1 influenza vaccine. Causes a lot of narcolepsy, he says. Whoa. Viruses. Big problem. Virus vaccines. If you want to just remember one thing, it's virus vaccines. You know, skull and crossbones. Think of that. Dr. John Rosa, pathologist at Yale, he says the average time to get a vaccine approval is 15 to 20 years, not 9 months. And that's what they're coming out with the COVID in 9 months.
Ew.
So medicine's in denial of some actually scientific evidence, basically. Here's what Dr. Joseph Mercola says. He says, when I was in medical school, there was no proof that cigarette smoking caused lung cancer. How long did it take for them to realize it did? Well, Dr. Mercola makes a good point. You know, that science was not publishing scientific fact that smoking caused disease, but the layman's observation stated otherwise. So one physician, Dr. Anton Oshner from the New Orleans area, he was publishing this link between cigarettes and lung cancer, but it was a decade later before scientific medicine accepted this cause and effect. 10 years. How many people died in that 10 years that didn't need to because of denial? Well, that was from the National Cancer Institute answer estimate on 1 to 4 million people died in that 10 years when they didn't need to. Well, according to Dr. Mercola, he says the other scientific research on vaccines keep the immune system pretty much on constant defense that creates a neurological disorder, and the immune system also starts to fail. So how is this accomplished? Well, check the vaccine schedule, which is now very different from when we had it 20, 30, or even 50 years ago. We see that the vaccines are given in such a way to keep the child's immune system in continuous activated thresholds, causing a burnout. So hepatitis B vaccine is given as the day the kid's born. Six vaccines are given within 2 months, another five vaccines within additional 4 months, seven vaccines at the six-month stage, and then five vaccines at the year stage, 12-month stage. That's a lot, right? So this is from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He said, pediatricians recommend the flu vaccine every year after 6 months of age, and all these vaccines contain a full dose of thimerosal, mercury. Now, heavy metals go right to the brain, and then within 14 days, travel to the bowel. Yep. He also says, Dr. Mercola says, that it's also important to understand that practicing pediatricians have never heard the truth about the vaccines and what they contain and the damage they do. Immunology, and just like nutrition, gets only a scant attention in medical school and none in residency training. Most doctors have no concept of the new discoveries about what vaccines are doing, especially in neuroimmunology and the damage they're doing. Doctors are clueless. God, right? Really? Well, let's look at the contamination, too, that you run the risk of in a vaccine. According to Dr. Mercoli, said vaccine contamination is a major problem. The public hears very little about this. He said aside from the live viruses used in, let's say, the chickenpox, here's a virus vaccine, the measles virus and the mumps and the rubella vaccines, in which themselves pose a health risk of having the pathogens lodge into your tissues in the body and also in the brain, causing a disease profile. He says the vaccines also harbor bacterial and viral fragments causing microorganism contamination, and it is a problem with a number of pharmaceutical companies. He says, why should we worry? Well, according to the scientific research, the pathogen fragments implant in the brain tissue, causing a lot of toxicity, especially with repeated vaccinations, and they increase the risk of dementia. How many flu shots did Grandma and Grandpa get? And now they're in the nursing home, can't even remember their name. I want to go over this report that I gave to you in August 2017. It showed also not only here on Herb Talk, but also in the HealthQuest newsletter. This was a report where I was explaining what Dr. Mercola was voicing, a big concern, that with our universal health care that they're trying to get implemented, that's being pushed globally, okay, will increase, get this, the use of vaccines. I went on to report that the more vaccines will be mandated for a myriad of reasons. Vaccines will become a linchpin of access to not only healthcare, but also to every facet of life, employment, education, national, international travel, whether you can leave your house. So you may not realize that the foreign countries are constantly supplying vaccines to the world. So the leader is China. 400 companies in China manufacture vaccines, and they're all and also substandard drugs. The FDA inspectors don't vet all of them. Only 1.8 of the China facilities actually get inspected. 13 years apart compared to U.S. facilities are inspected every 2 years. So this is why President Trump's trying to bring all that back on U.S. soil, so it's just more controlled, investigated, researched, standardized, I guess. But the point is, back in 2017, I said vaccines were going to be the linchpin to controlling your life. Do we see it now? I hope we do. Here's Dr. Joseph Mercola said, parents must appreciate that those in positions of authority are lying to them. Your physicians, your pediatricians, they're lying to you. Now, sometimes they may be out of ignorance, not doing their due diligence, but it's still not the truth. And half the truth is still a whole lie. So the more we look into vaccines and the issues of vaccines, the more convinced I hope we're becoming that there's kind of an evil intent behind them. They're not here to protect you. They're here to harm you. And that's a narcissistic profile to convince you to volunteer for something that's supposed to be good for you, but in the end it just does not help you at all. So what better way to destroy the image of God than with the medical treatment that's said to protect you? So if it's going to change your DNA. So think of vaccines as the kiss from Judas, right? What a betrayal it is to destroy your natural defenses, your immune system, while giving you a disease in as well. So they take out your defenses and make you sick. How nice of them. Well, in some instances now, researchers have stated that the corruption can have a delay depending on the person. So the vaccine can, you know, corrupt you, but it'd be years in the making. So in some instances, researchers have said, you know, vaccines can take advantage of your weakest genetic link, or your Achilles heel, if you will. And this kind of explains why some children may develop autism while others appear to be fine, but later on develop health problems in different areas. So man would rather inject themselves with disease and heavy metals than to be obedient to God. God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. They're here to support your immune system defense. And if you're getting a weakened immune system, genetically modified immune system through these vaccines, and you're passing on that genetic weakness to the next generation. So here we are. Here we are in 2020. So we're almost like a generation, 75 years, passing on weaker and weaker immune systems through vaccine treatments to where these poor people don't really have a much of an immune defense at all. So the ultimate sacrifice to God is obedience. Israel was instructed to be blessed with good health. If they were obedient, they were going to have good health. That's what they were promised. And God warned us if we forget him, he's going to forget our children. That's it. End of story there. A lot of people say, oh, you know, they couldn't do this. That wouldn't happen. I mean, God wouldn't let that happen. Well, God's angry with the wicked every day. And if you're a child of God, you're bold as a lion and you stand up for righteousness and truth. Why aren't you doing that? Right? It's got to start somewhere. So, kind of sad reality that we have, you know, we have to protect ourselves from an industry that's promoted to us to heal the sick and the dying. I think modern medicine has its place, and that's trauma care. But internal medicine disorders are created by them, and then they want to treat you for them with lifelong drugs. That's pretty despicable. So it's important to educate yourself. Educate yourself on the alternative therapies and stand your ground, defend your position. So I always knew the cleanse and nourish approach was pretty basic to get the toxins out, put the nutrition in. You help the cells regenerate and heal itself. And also you use your immune support herbs. Now, science has actually had research where foods, just going from really crappy foods to clean organic foods, change your DNA in 6 days. So foods can do that. What do you suppose medicinal herbs can do for you? Can heal the corruption that's happened in the system, you know, restore a balance. And here's another point to remember. If herbs and spices and foods can heal your DNA in 6 days, imagine what an injection of filthy, viral, bacterial pathogens with chemicals called the polyethylene glycol, right, antifreeze, into your system. And other ingredients. Just look up the ingredients that are in your vaccines. They got spermicides in them. Why do you have a spermicide in a vaccine? That's going right into your blood system. And what you're being told about vaccines helping your immune system make antibodies is a lie. I've heard this from countless doctors, virologists, even the chief virologist of the FDA, Dr. Anthony Morris, who's now deceased. That's a big lie. He says that's not what happens. So your immune system does not create an antibody from a vaccine that you're given. no antibodies created, actually. And as they're seeing with this Moderna, they're saying, oh, there's antibodies, but it's brief. Well, how truthful is that? Anyway, I've heard it from too many docs that have been standing up for what's true in immune system pathology, and your vaccines do not help your immune system create an antibody. Your immune system can create its own antibodies. It doesn't need a vaccine to help it. What your body needs is a mineral nutrition to support your immune system. So when people crash and burn and their immune system isn't defending them very well, A, they've had antibiotics and vaccines to corrupt their immune system. It's not working very well. And they also are low in minerals. If they're on a bunch of drugs, it flushes your system of minerals that are there to support immune function. So get the minerals and the nutrition back in. The body can amaze you. It's God's promise. God can't lie. He can't. All right, so that was quite long on the topic of the vaccines, but I think we needed to inform you. Do your research out there. Just don't take my word for it. Go out there and see, because, you know, the public trust is a sensitive topic. You know, who do you believe in, right? So hopefully your trust isn't misplaced. Pray that it's not. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom and discernment. You're supposed to judge everything. That nonsense where people say, oh, you don't judge, lest you be judged. Well, read the rest of that phrase where it says, when you do judge, judge without hypocrisy. Judge people as if you were to judge yourself. So wisdom and discernment is there for judging, to assess things, to make a decision. So wisdom and discernment is a gift from God, and that's what he gives you. You got to ask for it, and then you have to do well with it. Right? That's right. Here's the thing I want to touch on real quick on some of the public trust in medicine recently, because physicians have noticed that some patients now are just not trusting them like they used to. They question. Physicians Weekly actually wrote a piece on medicine and the politics involved and all these things, the government healthcare system. And, you know, the question a lot of people are asking, why would scientific medicine want to track prescription compliance through technology? Why do physicians threaten to discontinue seeing their patients who don't comply with the drug therapy they recommend? And why are there, where's this growing number of physicians that are restructuring their practices to eliminate government health care? Some of them are doing that. And getting rid of medical insurance altogether and just going with a flat rate. So we got a lot going on in medicine. And government interference could be, you know, the straw that breaks the healthcare back. But Barack Obama said this, doctors have a financial incentive to do more surgeries. They have a financial incentive to write you prescriptions. That's what they're taught to do. So the MDs are rationalizing, according to the Physicians Weekly report, the public is losing trust in medicine because they think of these reasons. The system is driven by profit. There is no personal bond anymore between patient and doctor. Doctors don't, you know, listen to their patients' concerns because they really don't care. They don't have the time to care. Also, patients are not honest, they say, with physicians, and that impacts the quality of their care. They're saying third parties are making the medical decisions regarding treatment plans. Also, TV commercials have patients asking doctors for the wrong medicines, as well as the Affordable Care Act is creating document mandates, new computer hardware, making care more complicated, burdensome, and restrictive, and it takes time away from patients, doctors say. Also, patients feel doctors are more concerned about the mandate penalties than they are about the patient care. And also, doctors have to see more patients per day now to compensate for the cut in the insurance reimbursements they're getting, and a negative media reports are of the corruption and greed in healthcare industry is also impacting that. So this is what the report in Physicians Weekly said. This is what's hurting, you know, our reputation with our patients. So, but according to this International Health Survey, Americans are the least trusting of the medical profession worldwide. So the survey published, this was in 2014, New England Journal of Medicine, they said that Americans are suspicious of doctors. Their findings were based on global surveys done between 2011 to 2013 involving 29 countries. So the results showed that 58% of Americans say they trust their doctors, while 42% say they do not trust their doctors. So the U.S. was tied with Croatia on trust of the medical profession. Well, you know, you get burned a couple of times, and that kind of ruins your trust, doesn't it? If you catch them in lies, or you ask them questions about stuff you've researched and they don't want to answer you, they ignore you, they, you know, I don't know. The people have experiences, and this impacts their trust. This is from Michael Cusimano, Hastings Center, New York Research Institute. He says, skepticism of the medical profession hasn't happened without any reason. He says experts point to the communication of American medicine as the key to damaging the relationships between doctor and patient. Also, he says decades of data on the American's public trust in institutions in general has declined. Yeah, people are less trusting of the government, and if the government wants to run healthcare, what do you think? Adam Wagstaff, economic researcher at World Bank, says, at the end of the day, it's the editorial and peer review processes in medical journals which need strengthening. Medical journals are having problems judging the quality and empirical science. Well, it's corrupted. And people are sensing that. Doctors are sensing that. It's kind of undermining the whole thing. If you don't have that gold standard peer review to stand up and say, hey, I was able to duplicate that study and came out with the same thing. If you can't do that, well, what you got's fraud. See? So, and if you got decades of drug treatments, medical therapies, and so forth based on fraudulent research, well, there you go. How many cancer studies? And do we have a cure for cancer? Maybe that explains a lot, doesn't it? Well, I can see by the clock. I'm running out of time. So don't forget, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have a free product catalog if you want to learn more on how to improve your immune system, get rid of toxins, and strengthen your metabolic systems. They're the people to call. They have professional strength formulas. They sell to practitioners, but you can buy direct from them. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, and that's Apothecary Herbs. Their web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Get a free catalog. Take advantage of their moving sale and save 25% now through the 17th. Details are on the homepage. Restrictions apply. Give them a call and find out more. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.